You're listening to Morning Edition on WPSU. I'm Mel DeYoung. Students at Penn State just wrapped up final exams. You would expect students to worry about tests and grades, but it might surprise you that some students worry about where they'll get their next meal. WPSU intern Joyanne Jeffrey reports two Penn State students are trying to help their classmates by creating a campus food bank.
That's the sound of money. Since freshman year, Josh Johnson has been taking trips home to New York City to make money for college the only way he knows how. Tap dancing. A first semester senior majoring in telecommunications, I caught up with him practicing in a Penn State dance studio. Like many of his peers, he's struggling with the cost of college, but he's got problems most other students don't have.
Freshman year, spring semester, my mom and dad got evicted from my home back in Harlem, so it was really hard at that time.
So Johnson started tap dancing to raise money for books, food, tuition, and to help support his parents and little brother, who were living in and out of homeless shelters. Johnson does his tap dancing on moving subway cars. In a day, he usually makes $100 or $200. His story has gotten some attention, most notably in appearances on The Ellen Show and Dancing with the Stars. But his tap dancing income still hasn't been enough to pay for all of his expenses at school. He finds ways to cut costs, like crashing on a friend's couch, but he's always looking for more ways.
Yeah, food bank on campus is definitely something I would look forward to. If it's free or affordable for students, yeah, I definitely think it would be something to put to use.
Jake Ruddy and Alex Mendonca have received a small grant from Penn State's Sustainability Institute to make this idea of a student food bank a reality. They're calling the food bank the Lion's Pantry.
We feel like this is something that's really needed at the school, and a lot of other people that we've talked to feel like this is a project that needs to happen.
Ruddy and Mendonca are planning to hold canned food drives, but they're also talking with Penn State's dining services about getting leftovers from the dining halls and getting fresh produce from the university greenhouses. Right now, they're still looking for a location for their food pantry.
I cannot be more pleased that our students are turning their attention to such important issues.
That's Damon Sims, Vice President of Student Affairs at Penn State.
We can't have that kind of issue residing in this community and be comfortable with ourselves.
David Riley is in charge of the grant program that's funding the Lion's Pantry. He says the project is compelling because it brings attention to a problem a lot of people may not understand.
We have people attending classes at Penn State that are really at a level of poverty in terms of their ability to have a place to live and eat.
The money earmarked for the Lion's Pantry comes from the Reinvention Fund at the Sustainability Institute. While a food bank may not seem like an obvious choice for a sustainability project, Riley says sustainability isn't limited to just recycling and energy efficiency.
Penn State has a great definition of sustainability, but it's defined as a pursuit, and it's the pursuit of human health and happiness and well-being. I think the project elevates a really challenging part of sustainability, and that is the challenges that poverty can create.
While the need for a food pantry for college students might seem surprising, there are actually more than 120 food pantries at colleges and universities across the country.
I think that there are a number of students on campuses of all shapes and sizes across the country that do not know where their next meal is going to come from.
Nate Smith-Tighe is the director of the Michigan State University Student Food Bank. It's the oldest campus food bank in the country. It's been around for more than 20 years. Smith-Tighe is also the co-founder of the College and University Food Bank Alliance. The group's goal is to help students run or set up food banks at their campuses. He says that campus food banks let students focus on academics.
They don't have to worry where their next meal is going to come from. They can feel confident that they have food support so that they can focus on taking care of why they actually are at the university to learn and graduate and move on.
I think it's wonderful that they want to help each other.
Carol Pioli is the executive director of the State College Food Bank. She says she supports the project and would like to work with Ruddy and Mendonca to get the pantry started.
There's a lot of work that has to be done to get to that point, and What we are trying to do is work together so nobody has to reinvent the wheel that's already been invented.
While many college towns do have community food banks, a large student population in need could quickly overwhelm the community service. Josh Johnson, the tap dancer, says he's not sure where he'll live next semester, but he'll do whatever it takes to get his college degree.
There's only one reason why I won't be able to complete college, like death now. Like today, I'll die. That's the only reason why I won't complete college.
Ruddy and Mendonca hope the food bank will help fellow students like Johnson by easing at least part of the financial burden. They hope to get the Lions Pantry up and running at Penn State Campus University Park this fall. I'm WPSU intern Joyanne Jeffrey.
You can learn more about the Lions Pantry Campus Food Bank on our website at wpsu.org/radio.